Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Barah Ministries has a worldwide reach and an intimate impact on lives through the gracious provision of our omnipotent God, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And one of his many blessings is the internet, and through it, anyone with access can be reached with the Word of God. So I have a question for you. What do you know about God? What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God and make you aware of some of his attributes. And to help you remember the Lord's attributes, we'll use the Creator clock so that you will recognize a few of the many things that are unique and special about your Creator. Tick-tock, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is the part of the clock that is timeless, the center of the clock. And at the center of the Creator clock, just like the center of our Creator, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is love. There is love at the center of the Creator clock. Today's lesson, God is love. So if you're watching this lesson, fix your eyes right in the center of the Creator clock. And if you're not watching this lesson but just listening, imagine the center of the Creator clock and what you'll see there. Either actually or in your mind's eye, is love. God is love. What does that mean? It means that at the very center of God's essence is unconditional love, a love that radiates outward, a love that influences every other part of God's essence. Underlying all of God's dealings with his creatures is unconditional love. What is unconditional love? Well, let's begin with what unconditional love isn't. Unconditional love isn't emotional love. Unconditional love isn't conditional love. Unconditional love isn't a feeling. Those are the ways we love as humans, emotionally, conditionally, with feelings. We are dumbstruck with affection for another person. We love them as long as they do the things we like. As long as they meet our conditions. When they no longer meet our conditions, we drop them like a bad habit. Human love is fleeting. Human love is mercurial. But God's love is unconditional. What does unconditional love look like? Well, let's see if the kind of love you have measures up to what the Bible describes as unconditional love. Now, every wedding you've ever been to, you've probably heard this biblical passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8. And it goes like this. Love is patient. Love is kind. And love is not jealous. Love does not brag. And love is not arrogant. Love does not act unbecomingly. Love does not seek its own. Love is not provoked. Love does not take into account a wrong suffered. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but love rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. Love never fails. Is this the love that you have for others, especially for those that you can't stand? Hardly. Yet, in the midst of the romance of the wedding ceremony, we coo over the love this passage described. But this love that is being described here is not romantic and emotional love. The love that's in view here gets lost on the hearers most of the time. This is unconditional love. What is unconditional love? It's all the things described in the 1 Corinthians 13 passage, but mostly it is absolute, without shifting shadow, unlimited love, and it's not influenced at all by anything you do or don't do. It's the perfect love when someone is not lovable. It's a love that none of us have without God's help. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 11 say this, "Beloved, divinely loved ones, let us love one another unconditionally. For unconditional love is from God the Father. And everyone who loves unconditionally is born of God the Father and knows God the Father. Unconditional love comes from believers in Christ. 1 John 4:8, the one who does not love unconditionally does not know God the Father, for God the Father is unconditional love in his very person. 1 John 4:9, and by this unconditional love of God the Father was manifested, by this the unconditional love of God the Father was manifested in us, that God the Father has sent his uniquely born Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, 100% God and 100% man, and one person forever. He has sent his uniquely born Son into the world so that we might live the resurrection life through believing in him. 1 John 4:10, in this sending of his Son is unconditional love. Not that we love God the Father, but that he loved us unconditionally and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Propitiation, the only perfectly satisfactory payment for our sins. 1 John 4:11. Beloved, divinely loved ones, if God the Father so loved us unconditionally, and he did, we also ought to love one another unconditionally. Now here is one of the best songs that I have ever heard that describes God's unconditional love. It's sung by our song worship leader, June Murphy, and it's called When I Say I Love You.
When I say I love you.
unconditional love is one of the things that Satan and the world have no answer for. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, God the Father so loved the world unconditionally and so much that the Father gave his uniquely born Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God the Father demonstrates his own unconditional love toward us, toward all mankind, toward all his creatures, and that while we were yet sinners, while we were unbelievers, Christ died as a substitute for us. John 15, 13, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. Well, there's much more to say about God's unconditional love, but this is a great start. Come back for more. Tick-tock, what time is it on the Creator clock? Just look right in the center and you'll see God is love. It's time for love. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.